Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, when we covered Bilderberg with Just Justin TV and Ustream, back in 2011, we had 3.5 million viewers on Justin alone over 3 days. Last year, we only had about 1 million viewers total on those channels after that. So the channel like has like 7 million views or something. We use Stream one, or maybe it's the Justin. Plus, we got a bunch of channels. Just from an hour and a half ago, where we did a live stream, we were looking at the numbers during the break. What was it, 66,000? 67,000 people watched one video we did live. After the numbers, you know, finally registered, 67,000 just randomly we upload something. Again, that's the future. And I don't know what the establishment's going to do. Paul, how do you see this? And I want to get McAdoo in here briefly before we come back and have David Knight and Jakari Jackson. And we're going to get a train. We'll be on the fourth hour of Overdrive. And, of course, tomorrow we're going to be able to cut with live Ustream feeds on the radio. While we're there, David and others will be watching it. The crew will be watching it. We'll be able to cut like we did last year in Virginia. What is the establishment media where it's all going to be edited? It's all going to be controlled. It's all going to be spun, you know, provoke somebody, get a sound. By what are they going to do as they lose their power, Paul Watson?
They're going to become increasingly irrelevant. And a good example is the Times did an article a few days ago by a guy called David Aronowitz, which said that Bilderberg was just a, you know, a rich person's plaything. It had no influence whatsoever. The Times has lost 90% of its online readership because of people like that. And that's what's going to happen to the mainstream media. That's what's going to happen to the BBC. If you mess around and you send little idiots who follow their instructions to try and make us look stupid, which was the job of that BBC reporter, whenever somebody said something important, they were talking about the lobbying scandal, etc., they actually moved the microphone down to prevent them from being heard. And then they were talking to other people about issues of no significance. They were more interested in that.
Oh, yeah. They were told what not to cover. Here's the deal. It's not that we're good. I have a low view of myself. It's that they are slitting their own throats, Paul.
Well, precisely, because their viewership keeps going down and ours keeps going up. But I think we've had, I mean, the coverage so far before it's even started has been massive. I think it's, you know, it's the biggest ever in terms of Bilderberg. So we are making some progress. And a lot of the articles that came out, such as the one in the Telegraph, you know, you've had Daily Mail.
Drudge for the Drudge Love.
Drudge Plump, yeah. And, you know, they're giving it the seriousness that it deserves. The likes of the Telegraph who came out about, you know, the taxpayers funding the security. But then the BBC turns up and says, isn't this just all a conspiracy theory, like we're imagining?
We have video of it. We're going to upload it. She goes, like, 8 times. Isn't it not real? It doesn't exist. It's a conspiracy. And I was like, why'd she do this? She goes, I'm trying to provoke you. That was the word, provoke.
And she said, oh, isn't it just people meeting in private for a chat and a game of golf? No, they're violating their own House of Commons ministerial code under the code of conduct. They're clearly violating it by not declaring private interests.
They're being arrested right now for stuff like this.
Precisely. And I mean, you know, Bill Gates is going to be there. You've got Peter Sutherland. You've got people involved in the LIBOR scandal, people involved in HSBC drug money laundering.
Fixing interest rates low for them and high for us.
But the thing is, Alex, it was the BBC in 1955 that got the documents which showed that Bilderberg planned the single currency, the euro, 40 years before it came into effect.
Yeah, they know that, but it has no power. It doesn't exist.
And she knew absolutely nothing. She'd obviously done no research. She was told, go out there, make people look stupid, get the footage, come back, we'll edit it.
All right, here you can see Richard Reeves and the rest of the crew. You can see there's Richard Reeves right there. That's actually Mrs. Watson. And then you've got, I'm joking, that's Leanne McAdoo. And you've got Stevie Watson right there, the Stevie Wonder of England. And you've got Richard Milhouse Reeves right there. I'm going to come back and put bookends on this with the illustrious David Knight doing a great job. Because I've been listening to the show via the free iPhone app. David, you're doing a great job. Follow us and spread the word about Twitter at InfoWars online. They're at twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Spread the word about InfoWars.com/Bilderberg. We're going to come back, put bookends on this, let David Knight and Jakari take over with all the other scandals where they're having environmental protection agency go after conservatives.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends, family, and coworkers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
And that is the great Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimmy Vaughan, my good buddy. Back in. You know, I heard right after Jimmy had a heart attack a few months ago that it had happened, and I was so glad that he survived and is doing so good. And it was great hanging out with him just a few days before I came here. He and his great wife, Robin, want to say hi to them and other listeners of the broadcast every day. And just great people who are counting on us to do a good job while we're here in Albion, Britannia, now UK, formerly the UK, now under EU domination. And by the way, we've got some of the Godfrey Bloom and some of the other UKIP people are coming down tomorrow. We've been playing phone tag with Nigel Farage, kind of the Ron Paul of Europe. So that's some of the news that we're going to be covering. If you go to InfoWars.com, you can see Bilderberg member Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands on the front page. Again, that's InfoWars.com. Please, if you can't be here to demonstrate or can't be here as alternative press to cover things because it really kicks off tomorrow, the fireworks have just started, please Twitter and Facebook, everything that we're covering. I wanted to get David Knight's take before I punch out for the rest of the hour and get into London to go into the fourth hour. I wanted to get your take on just the fact that you've got British members of Parliament outside of UKIP going public, German members of Parliament, EU members of Parliament saying, I've been to Bilderberg, it's wrong, it is bad, we are setting policy, it is illegal, because of conscience and maybe subconscious fear. Because you've got a big scandal or people that are involved in secret criminal lobbying going to jail. The awakening that there is corruption, that we have to watch the government, that kind of common sense Americana, what the founding fathers talked about, common sense that came out of the Magna Carta 800 years ago, 1215, it is back. I don't mean 1215 in the morning, folks. The year 1215. People fought and died for every inch of human dignity we've got. And all I'm doing and all we're trying to do is reawaken that common sense so we have a collective future together. By empowering the individual, you empower the collective. You empower the collective against the individual, you destroy humanity. Humanity is the individual. And I love humanity. I'm a fan of humanity. You know, the devil says that in Devil's Advocate. The truth is the devil hates humankind. God is a fan of man. And so I wanted to get David Knight's take on that. I mean, I'm not hyping this. This is devastating that the police and MI5 are coming to us saying Bilderberg may do a press conference. They're freaked out. I'd already heard that from senator connections and media moguls. I mean, the power structure gets, wow, we thought we'd implode economies, take over, pose. No one would know who we were in the old media paradigm. We would pose as saviors while we assanguinated the economy. But instead, they're running their operation more and more in plain view. How will they deal with that, David Knight? We're trying to have an open dialogue with the globalists, and I've always said, if we'll have that open dialogue and get the sheeple to care about it, it's game over, because we have the moral authority. This is history happening, but if history happened, but it didn't make a sound, if the mainstream corporate whores didn't cover it, would people know that a tree fell? David Knight, you're a smart guy. What's your take on this?
Well, I don't know if I got any real insights into it, but, you know, we saw the same thing happening with the Obama administration complaining about the Drudge Report, saying it was hard for them to control the news cycle because Drudge was coming in.
Well, they said we can't let any of our people, even subdirectors of the State Department, any federal 37 agencies, none of them are allowed to talk to any press now because of Drudge, which was kind of the archetype of real media, and of that, half of it's Drudge probably.
Well, we also saw bombing in Boston was happening, we saw them reacting in real time to things that we were covering. We were pointing out things and discrepancies in their story, showing other pictures. They were reacting to it
they
in real time using
drill.
CNN.
They had a huge drill with double agents.
Yeah.
And whether they actually did it or not, it was a government operation.
Absolutely. And as we were
pointing
out,
killing the FBI agents and killing the witnesses' friends, we said that would come next. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did that. That's a false flag, folks. We caught them. Of course, we can't say off record what we know. In fact, I need to talk to Chris about that. We are in contact. Obviously, you know, the family are listeners. And what I think happened is, off record, we're talking to their lawyers and everybody. Not, and again, that's off record, but I can say we're talking to them. I'm talking to some high-level government people as well who realize now what happened. I shouldn't even be getting into this yet, but I'm allowed to say some of it. For those that don't know, it turns out the brothers were basically listeners that thought it was a big joke and that thought that they'd be recruited by globalist-run Al-Qaeda to set up the New World Order. But just like Lee Harvey Oswald didn't want to be part of that, or McVeigh didn't want to blow up the federal building, so they set him up as the patsy. You don't infiltrate these guys and not have them set you up, but that's an issue that's coming. It's so dangerous. I'm reporting it now because the government actually knows about it. But the family, the living brother, all of them are listeners and want to talk and say that they were set up. So, sorry, go ahead, David.
Well, what you're saying is the reaction to what we're covering. So people are following this stuff. They're getting the news. The news cycle is getting shorter. We first saw, when we started reporting a year ago about the massive purchases of ammunition from DHS, it took them a while to start responding. But they eventually started responding, and we saw pushback from the AP. And now the AP itself is getting stuff pushed against them by the Obama administration. They're investigating the AP and letting them know that they're looking at them, because we all know that they're watching the AP. They're watching everybody. They're recording everybody's phone conversations. So when they come into the AP and they tell them, we've subpoenaed these records of these reporters over this period of time, that's nothing but intimidation. And then we see, just within the last couple of days, we see the AP going in and actually now doing an investigation of this government that we've been told for such a long time by the mainstream media would never consider doing anything illegal or duplicitous.
And see, that's what the founders talked about. They said, bad people will always get into positions of power. How do you block them? Separation of powers. Three branches of government, two branches of Congress, the media, the fifth of state, all pushing each other. And so intimidating the media has now had the opposite effect. It's made them mad, where they're now fighting back. And that's what I'm saying, folks. There's always that emergence point where the tyranny comes out of the ocean. The submarine comes up. It's denied that it's there. Now it's there. Now we can have a real debate. We're going to break in a moment. I'm going to throw it to you and Jakari until about 20 after next hour, that we should be down there by Big Ben and all that to do a live transmission with you. But I wanted to bring Leanne McAdoo in, doing a great job. Been with us about 3 months, but doing a great job. Get in there on the mic, Leanne, and tell folks your take on what you saw today. The awake listeners on the train, the road, but then also down there with the police.
Well, I just think it was so interesting to see how they're kind of corralling the press. So Bilderberg, they are coming out into the public, but they're doing it on their own terms. And the BBC reporter provocateur, she was just infuriating, but I did actually tweet out a video. You can go to it's at InfoWars Reports. I tweeted a video. Also, the Ustream channel is Alex Jones Live, if you want to watch us here.
And that's all listed at InfoWars.com/Bilderberg.
Exactly. So I tweeted up this video where I caught the BBC reporter going up to, you know, the quintessential, you know, sort of crazy looking person with the real, real long hair and sort of meek looking. And she's like, do you mind if I get you on report down here? And he's like, oh, okay. You know, and I called her out and I said, this is the BBC. They're going after the person who's going to make us look the craziest, make us look like we're paranoid. This is a real report here. And she just looked at me like, oh, and she walked away from him. And
did you see where she said, I'm trying to provoke you?
Oh, yeah. She just had this awful smirk on her face.
It's all about manipulating.
As soon as you said, I'm crazy like a fox, she was like, oh, well, I think we've got what we need here, Ma. And then walked off. It was awful.
She tried over and over again to make me mad.
Yes.
And lied to get us back to town to say it was a serious interview.
Exactly. She knew what she was going there for. They got their sound bites. But honestly, I think she just wanted the ratings that Piers Morgan got when he had you on the show.
And maybe I should have played the fool, because that only makes people wake up that much more. Nothing they do works. They're a failure. They've sold out against humanity. But how many people do we run into today in London and here in Watford that are listeners?
It was pretty incredible. There was several on the train. People kept coming up to us at the train station, someone at the restaurant, and they were like, are you Alex Jones? Oh, my gosh, I saw you. And that was huge what you did here with Piers Morgan, and we watched your show. I think one of the guys was from Bulgaria.
Well, yeah, that was people out there at the thing, though. But on the train, it was like a third of the people on one train, and then it was a bunch on the other, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
But again, that just shows the info is getting out there.
Exactly. It's global. And I think the whole thing with them coming out at this point, because we force them to acknowledge that, yes, they do exist.
What do you make of, don't say names, you were at the meeting last night, meeting with the top people saying Bilderberg may go public. What do you want to say to Bilderberg? How should they do it? What did you think of that?
Well, I thought that was pretty interesting, but my gut feeling is that it's either A, dealing, you know, it has to do with the UK lobbying scandal and how, you know, part of their rules of conduct are that they have to be open about their
dealing. No, that's why it is. They know exactly. They're not nice guys.
Yeah.
They get now, this is not going to work anymore.
Right. They don't want to be like Tony Blair, who lied about ever attending
Bilderberg. You're in meetings now with British intelligence. I mean, how weird is that?
Well, that Steve Lee guy, I don't know.
Well, that's another guy we met with another day, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's a local cop. I'm talking about the people we met with off record yesterday.
I'm just trying to play the new girl. I don't want him thumbing me and getting my facial recognition down.
No, we didn't meet with Steve last night. We went with him during the day and then today. I'm talking about last night. We were at that meeting with the other people from Bilderberg, and they were breaking all that down. I mean, you know, saying, well, you know, they are debating going public.
I know. I'm gonna wait and see. I highly doubt they're gonna come to a podium if we set one up for them. You know, I'm sure they'll have the BBC allow them to present themselves to the world. Who knows?
Exactly. All right, folks, we're going to break. David Knight and Ja'Kari Jackson will take it over for the next hour or so, into the next hour of Overdrive. If your local stations don't carry it, you'll be able to follow what we're doing. We're sending out the video link at twitter.com/RealAlexJones or infowars.com/Bilderberg. The Ustreams, the YouTube, the live feeds, it's all there. Infowars.com/Bilderberg. Stay with us.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
All right, I'm David Knight, here for Alex Jones. I guess they're trying to, BBC's trying to treat Alex Jones like the fool on the hill, but they got a surprise coming for him. Alex Jones is nobody's fool. Now, we've got a report here. There's a lot of people talking about the IRS, and let's go to this quick clip we've got here of Jay Leno. It's pretty funny. Got that?
Up, Obama says he's renewing his efforts to close Guantanamo Bay. Guantanamo Bay? How about closing the IRS? Why don't we do that? How about shipping the IRS to Guantanamo Bay? That's what we, yes! That's how you do it! More problems with the IRS. A new report has found that they spent $50 million on employee conferences and retreats in just 2 years. They would have investigated sooner, but it turns out, you know, they don't belong to any conservative groups. So nobody really knows. You didn't really see it.
That's great. Yeah, they're kind of acting like the Bilderberg conference, right? They're spending millions of dollars on their conferences. I mean, that's the way this always happens. When you start to see the government getting increasingly corrupt, it starts turning out like Bilderberg. You start seeing them spend $4 or $5 million on an IRS conference. But, you know, it's not just the IRS. It's also the EPA. We've got news breaking today that the EPA is charging for FOIA requests, for Freedom of Information Act requests. And it turns out that in 90% of the cases for liberal groups that are coming into the EPA, they waive the fees, the FOIA fees. But in 90% of the time for conservatives, they charge them fees. And that sounds a lot like the what we just covered last night. Actually, Jakari covered this on the news in more detail. We mentioned it yesterday on the news.
Yeah, the press shakedown.
Yeah, yeah, the shaking down the AP.
Yeah, this is an article, like Dave said, we covered this last night on the nightly news. This was a situation where the AP had a FOIA request to the Labor Department, and they were charged or told that the bill would come to over $1 million, even though it clearly states on the Labor Department's own FOIA request that they cannot charge unless they hit at least 100 photocopies, and then they charge, you know, whatever amount, 10 cents a page or whatever after that. But they said, no, we have to have 2,000 people come in or something like that.
They're going to charge them just for the basic research. I said, we've got to go back and pull this information out.
Yeah.
Well, they know they've got to comply with FOIA requests if requested. So it's their problem that this stuff is not easy access.
The equivalent, you know, you go to the library and you ask for a book. Well, I'm going to charge you $10 to go find this book for you. That's pretty much what they were doing to the AP. Then they said, oh, well, we really didn't mean that, but we would have took the money had they given it to us.
Well, it's pretty interesting because, like I mentioned with Alex, you saw the AP essentially carrying their water, making some pretty absurd excuses about these DHS ammo purchases.
Oh, yeah.
And that was something that was, Paul Watson discovered this. He went out and he saw the RFPs, and linked to them. So it was something anybody could see. It wasn't like it was a figment of our imagination.
Right.
It wasn't like we were reporting this from anonymous sources or anything. It was right there on the internet. We linked to it in our articles, and yet the AP was coming out with all this stuff about how, you know, it doesn't exist or it's just for target practice, really crazy stuff. But now that the government has attacked the AP, they're going back and actually trying to do some investigation. And now we see this stuff about the FOIA requests. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's one of those situations, just like I said, all this stuff was available free, you know, on the internet. Watson linked to it in all of his articles. And then the first it was, no, we're not buying bullets. And then the excuse was, okay, we're buying it, but then we need it for practice. And then we had people come out and say, well, we want to limit the number of bullets people can buy. And then you had all the criticism from some of the from the major networks saying, oh, look at these crazy conspiracy theorists. They're trying to limit the number of bullets that administration can buy. But why do they need so many bullets? You know,
which is
very common sense questions. And now, as we've pointed out, even we did a report about it. All you have to do is go to a local gun store and they're pretty much out of bullets. Now, it's not so bad as it was, you know, immediately after Sandy Hook. You know, they started to get, you know, not just bullets, but also semi-automatic firearms back in there. But it's still a disparity.
Yeah. Well, getting back to the IRS and this EPA thing, I mean, we talked about this yesterday briefly. We got Ted Cruz, senator, calling for the abolition of the IRS.
Oh, yeah.
You got Jay Leno joking about it. But, I mean, you heard the thunderous applause from the audience. People are ready for this. But it's not just the IRS, as this article points out. It's also the EPA.
Mm-hmm.
And the EPA has been using a lot of the unconstitutional, illegal, according to the constitutional tactics of the IRS in terms of denying people their due process. And in both these organizations, they're writing their own laws. They've got their own court system. Right. And you don't have due process. We have to have some systemic reform here that's not just limited to the IRS. It's got to go across the entire bureaucracy. We're going to be right back. I'm David Knight here with Jakari Jackson. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm a highway patrol.
All right, I'm David Knight here with Jakari Jackson, and we're back in Austin. Alex is going to be joining us in the next hour in Overdrive in London. He's going to do a special report going up to Westminster and Big Ben area. I guess they're going to be talking about the amazing parallels between the lobbying scandal that's happening, that's breaking right now in the UK. People crying out for more transparency, more accountability, more openness in government. And at the same time, they've got one of the most closed, secretive, elitist organizations meeting right now in the UK, and they've got both the Chancellor of the Exchequer and the Shadow Chancellor of the Exchequer attending, as well as several members of Parliament. What do you think about that,
Jacob? Talking about this transparency, we are under a current administration here in this country that promised to be one of the most transparent in the history of the United States presidency, and they are the most restrictive censoring. Or at least under their administration, journalists have been gone after, even though we saw that nice rhetoric-filled speech from Obama saying, no, I don't want any press to be targeted, but his administration has been doing it not just recently, since he became president.
Well, it's amazing because you go back and you look at the Nixon scandal. I mean, one of the articles of impeachment about that involved that, using IRS as enemies, you know, going after the press. And yet things are even more out in the open now. You know, things that they kept secret, things that, you know, Kissinger used to be part of these hidden secret wars, and we got a video coming up that will talk about that. But they used to hide with this stuff. Now they do it in plain view, and they do it to a much greater extent than they even did when it was secret. So we've got to get to the point where we get some accountability from government. We got to get government under control. It is totally out of control. And I think even with this AP scandal that's breaking, even the press, which has been an ally of Obama's because of this left-right paradigm, even they're starting to feel the corruption.
Oh, yeah, because before it's, you know, it's like they came for the Jews. I did nothing because I wasn't a Jew. And now they're coming after them.
Yeah.
They're coming after these these Obama friendly organizations and agencies, and now they say, well, hey, let's not do all this. How about, you know, you don't read our emails and charge us outrageous fees to get FOIA documents and so on and so forth.
We just don't realize the level of the extent of the monitoring and the spying that is being done on everybody. I know that.
Well, I think people, I may disagree with that to an extent, David, because I think people do realize it. They just don't care. You know, maybe they don't know to the full extent, but I watch a lot of these true crime shows. And, you know, when they're investigating this guy, all they do is like, yeah, we found out this because of his Facebook. And we found out this because of his text messages and his this and his that. And I'm sitting here watching this. You know, even though they have probable cause to do this to this guy, I mean, they found out all his personal information from his personal interactions. But I guess the average person, oh, well, they can steal whatever they want from your Facebook or from your Twitter or go into your laptop. I believe you talked about it the other day about the guy. I believe his deadline was yesterday. He had to de-encrypt the files on his computer.
That's right.
Or, you know, go to jail.
That's right. What about the Fifth Amendment?
Yeah.
You know, we just had the IRS head invoke the Fifth Amendment, which was ironic because that's so many people use that as justification, saying they don't want to go through and fill out the paperwork from the IRS because it's essentially a very dangerous self-incrimination to fill out something that complicated and then be held to every detail of it. There's a famous, it didn't get much coverage at the time because we had pretty much a lock from the mainstream media, but there was a case with the IRS where there was a commercial airline pilot. And he had a very simple tax return. He was simply didn't have any investments, any businesses or anything. It's simply a wage issue. He filed his W-2. He paid all of his taxes, filled out his form, but refused to sign it. And the IRS took him to court and won over that.
Really?
And he said it's self-incrimination. And so now you've got the IRS official invoking the Fifth Amendment. And when they compel this guy to go in and decrypt these files.
Right.
That's in violation of the Fifth Amendment if he doesn't want to do that.
Exactly. And how, you know, they justified is, you know, I believe that particular case, the guy was alleged to have child pornography on his computer. And I was talking to one of the guys in the back, and I said, you know, that's how it first starts. Of course, I'm not advocating or, you know, supporting anybody who would do such activities, but that's how they get by. Well, this guy had child porn, so we have to be able to decrypt his things or just throw him into jail without any actual real evidence. And that's how it starts. They start, you know, with some of the worst offenders.
Yeah.
And it's going to get down to the point where, you know, we just want to know what's on your computer.
What's the way the RICO statutes started out? Racketeering and corruption. They went after the mafia first. They said, we can't get convictions against the mafia because they've got too much money and they can hire too good of lawyers. So what we're going to do is, when we accuse somebody of RICO, when we invoke that as a special incantation, that means that prior to conviction, we can go in and confiscate all their financial aspects. Well, fine. Okay. People said, oh, okay, yeah, they're going after the mafia, and we know these guys are mafia, so we want them to get legal convictions
right,
and take shortcuts. Well, it wasn't just a couple of years, they started going after pro-life demonstrators at abortion clinics, invoking the RICO statute.
Yeah.
So you got people like Randy Alcorn, who they won against him. They got everything from him, got a judgment against him. He's a best-selling Christian author, sells millions of copies of fictional books as well as other books that he writes. Mm-hmm. And he refused. They got a judgment. Planned Parenthood got a judgment. He lives on the minimum amount of money that the bankruptcy court would allow him to do and gives away all the profits to these books because he's not going to give a cent to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
The point being that when you've got something like the RICO statute or you've got these other things where you can always find somebody who's really horrible and say, because we got this horrible person, we want to get them, we are going to now suspend the rule of law, we're going to change all the rules. We're going to change all the rules for everybody, not just right. for that heinous crime or that heinous criminal.
And this is kind of a nerdly example. You know, Alex makes all these Star Wars analogies. I'm a comic book guy. And what you're talking about, these RICO statutes and all these other things, if you watch, I believe it was the last two Batman movies, the one with the Joker, the one with Bane, the one with the Joker, they enacted the RICO statutes to throw all these mobsters into jail. And then in part three with Bane, you know, when they have the guy questioning Commissioner Gordon, you know, who's Batman's right-hand man, he said, you stood by and let all this happen. You threw all these guys into jail without any, you know, real probable cause or evidence that they had even committed any crimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he said, yeah, your hands are just as dirty as, you know, Joker's or whoever else's.
That's right. We have to understand that these guarantees are there to protect innocent people. Criminals, you know, so many times people have said it's better to let, you know, a criminal go free than it is to punish innocent people.
Right.
I agree with that assessment. And I think that if we lose our protection of due process, we basically turn the government into criminals. And that's the really dangerous thing.
And we saw this recently with the Boston bombing thing. You know, I remember the bombing had happened, and then you just over the weekend, you know, I was, you know, at a restaurant or whatever watching some of the other news networks, and they're saying, yeah, they didn't read these guys
Miranda rights.
Their Miranda rights.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we didn't have to give them that because of the circumstances, and, you know,
right.
we don't have to do that. If we feel this person's guilty, mm-hmm. you know, we're just going to railroad them without giving them their due process.
Just announce that. Just
yeah.
announce that they're going to do it. And what you see, what we saw with the Boston Marathon bombing, you saw the press jump in with both feet.
Oh, yeah.
And no matter how ridiculous, how absurd, how many holes there were in the government's story, mm-hmm. and no matter how frequently they changed it. I mean, it's just like what Issa said about Eric Holder. He said, you know, they're lying to us and they're constantly changing the story. I mean,
yeah.
they can't even pick a lie and stick to it. Same thing was happening there. No matter how ridiculous it was, the press fell in line,
mm-hmm.
talked about that, and convicted him in the court of public opinion. You don't need that section of the NDAA that denies us our due process when you've got a compliant press
oh, yeah.
and a government that works together to convict people in public opinion without ever having a trial or without ever having any discovery of any evidence. And that
and
always
just,
happens.
And just thinking about that, when the younger brother, you know, he had injured his throat. I don't say, well, he injured it, but, you know, he gets mm-hmm. out of the boat, you know, he looks fine, and then, you know, 10 minutes later, he's bleeding from the throat and he can't talk in the hospital, you know, and it was quietly kind of swept on the rug. It was reported, but quietly so that, oh, yeah, he was not injured when he came out of the boat. Like, well, how did he get mm-hmm. injured? You know, it's just stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very suspicious what happened to this guy down in Florida who was shot so many times, once in the back of the head. I mean, it's just it's just amazing when you see that. Well, talking about corruption, we're coming up to a break here, but do we have time for that? Yeah, we've got time for that report. Let's play this report. Give people a little bit of the background about Kissinger, because you know this stuff that's going on in South America under his leadership and connection. It was denied at the time. Subsequently,
right.
later documents came out that showed that he was very heavily involved.
Mm-hmm.
These documents were declassified. But the American people don't know very much about what happened in South America under Operation Condor. So let's talk a little bit about that, and let's talk a little bit about David Rockefeller. And we've got that report ready to run, guys. Okay, let's go to that right now.
Frequent Bilderberg attendee Henry Kissinger has been in the news a lot lately. He was given the Intrepid Freedom Award by David Petraeus for his distinguished career defending the values of freedom and democracy.
I am deeply honored to present the 2013 Intrepid Award to my friend and my hero, the Honorable Henry A. Kissinger.
Trey should be more careful about who he kisses and who he kisses up to. Defending the values of freedom and democracy, Henry Kissinger? Apart from the secret bombing of Cambodia and allegations of other Vietnam War crimes, Kissinger was intimately involved with Operation Condor, a CIA campaign of terrorist operations and assassinations conducted in the 70s in South America.
They put me in the back of the truck. They then put Scotch tape over our eyes, and I was very scared.
Like Operation Gladio in Europe, the CIA used terrorism to fight communism. But unlike Operation Gladio, Operation Condor defiantly operated in the open by the governments and killed more than 60,000 people.
And they had us standing there in the line. And I was the last one to be interrogated. And he, at that point, said, "You have to understand that we have to do these things because there are terrorists all over the country who would attack people like you Americans. And so we're doing this for your protection."
We had no contact with any of the people that carried out the military coup. And therefore, the coup that overthrew Allende was done without contact with the United States.
Subsequent declassified documents showed he was lying. The dirty war, the night of the pencils, massacres, the disappeared, and death flights. These are the legacy of Kissinger, the CIA, and their South American partners.
There were two parallel universes. One was the life that, you know, you go to school, you go shopping, you catch the bus, and then you get to school, and some people didn't come back to school, and then people say, well, he was arrested or whatever. And so it was completely unreal because you went to school and they taught you math, history, music, and then you came back home to look for your dad, for your friends. And it's just completely unreal. You just start living this schizophrenic life where you pretend that everything is normal and then come back home and then it's back to a tragedy.
The most dramatic moment of the hearing about Pinochet was the testimony of the Scotland Yard officer. On such and such a date, I was handed a warrant and I went to a house. 11:30, I was shown in. I then went into a room and I saw a man that I recognized as the prisoner. Prisoner, isn't that a great room? The prisoner. And I walked up to him and he stood. And I said, "Augusto Pinochet Ugarte, I arrest you, sir, for the crimes of conspiracy and torture." And I tell you, I thought, busted.
When Pinochet was arrested in London, Kissinger, who was also under investigation in several other nations, abruptly canceled his appearance there. But in addition to war crimes and terrorism, what Henry Kissinger is most remembered for is his opening to China, which was really about making China the slave labor manufacturing base for multinational corporations, all part of the politicians' and bankers' plans for world government.
We talk a lot about world community, but the fact is there has never been a world community before. We are now facing a common challenge. And the challenge is how to build a world order for the first time in history on a global basis.
China was the perfect place for the globalists to set up their base, a small ruling elite that ruled with an iron fist. Here's how Henry Kissinger did it.
When we started this relationship, there was next to no trade between China and the United States.
Kissinger then tells the audience that what he and Nixon first did was to allow American tourists in Hong Kong to buy up to $100 worth of Chinese goods. He says that was a daring move. The audience laughs and then he says,
"We have now reached a completely different stage in the relationship."
What an understatement. Arguably the quickest and most complete transfer of wealth in peacetime history. A transfer from the American people to a few Chinese ruling elite. Not from Americans to the Chinese people, but a transfer of wealth to multinational corporations and a few Chinese oligarchs who continue to use the Chinese people as slaves. The same oligarchs that Kissinger's patron, David Rockefeller, gushed in glowing praise back in 73. He said, "Whatever the price of the Chinese Revolution, it has obviously succeeded not only in producing more efficient and dedicated administration, but also in fostering high morale and community of purpose. The social experiment in China under Chairman Mao's leadership is one of the most important and successful in human history." Yeah, Mao and the Chinese communists really know how to treat the underclasses, according to Rockefeller.
"I went to Xinjiang area in Henan province and Anhui province to do interviews. The survivors there told me almost every village had cannibal incidents, and some people even ate their own children.
The Great Famine came amidst Mao's Great Leap Forward campaign.
When I was growing up, it's not uncommon for parents to tell their children, eat your food because children in China are starving. What we now know is that a conservative estimate of between 50 and 80 million were starved to death by Mao's policies. Mao's social experiment, the Cultural Revolution, the despotism that caused the starvation of tens of millions of people, Rockefeller calls the most important and successful experiment in human history. Kissinger and Rockefeller have exhibited contempt for both the rule of law and for human life throughout their lives. They and other globalists haven't just stolen American wealth. They've used the EU and the euro to create financial crisis in Europe, impoverishing Europeans and destroying national sovereignty throughout Europe. Just 3 days before the 2013 Bilderberg meeting, over 3,000 demonstrators protested the European Central Bank in Frankfurt. We now see the fruit of decades of secretive meetings being held by the Bilderberg Group with the leadership of Kissinger and Rockefeller. For 2 days, protesters have been protesting the fruits of Bilderberg past. Will they now cross the channel and protest Bilderberg in London as the banksters, puppet politicians, and Google plot their next steps? Bilderberg's role in creating European and international banking crises has to be exposed. And people need to ask why politicians and bankers are meeting in such closely guarded secrecy. The mainstream media's owners are there, but not the reporters. InfoWars will be there. And we'll be reporting at Infowars.com/B for all the latest updates and information.
That's a great report, Dave.
Well, thank you. So what do you think? You think some of these people from Blockupy in Frankfurt might show up in Watford, England?
They may. They just may. And I was very impressed with that report because a lot of people, they say, what's the big deal about all these guys getting together? And I believe that's, you know, just one example of the type of people that are meeting there at the conference.
We'll be right back with more information about Bilderberg. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends, family, and coworkers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
Here with Jakari Jackson, and we're back. We've got a little bit of what was that, music from The Outer Limits, I think. We are on The Outer Limits of reality, aren't we? We're covering the Bilderberg meeting in London, England, and Alex is there live with crew, with reporters. He's going to be back at the bottom of the hour in overdrive, but right now I've got Jakari Jackson in here with me, and we want to thank our sponsors and point out a couple of deals we've got going. We've got... of course, Infowars.com/B for full coverage about Bilderberg. We also have a special going. It helps to pay for expenses here, helps keep this operation going. We've got a great special on ProPure water filters, and they're 15% off through the end of Bilderberg. So check that out at InfowarsShop.com.
And also, we have this, Dave, the Infidel body armor, and I can tell you this feels pretty legit to me. I haven't torture tested it, but it definitely feels pretty strong. InfidelBodyArmor.com. It stops hundreds of rounds from AK-47s.
Yeah, they have torture tested
306s. I'd definitely like to see that myself. You can call 1-888-608-6605. That's 1-888-608-6605. And also, one more thing, the InfoWars magazine, the current issue is about Bilderberg. You can see it right there. And also right there, you can see that weird skeleton thing that they have in their backyard out there. What happened to having garden gnomes and so on? They got this weird thing crawling around out there.
You know, Alex might be lucky that they actually threw him out of the restaurant. You know, I would wonder about eating at a place that has a statue like that out front, you know?
Yeah, that would definitely concern me, but yeah, I guess that's the kind of transhumanist things that they're into at Bilderberg.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy. And you know, it's interesting that the more they demand secrecy for themselves in the name of security and protecting us, whatever, the more they demand information about us. We just got this article here that was covered by Mail Online about students in Polk County, Florida, that are outraged because the school scanned their children, took iris scans of them, compulsory iris scans of them.
Oh, yeah.
It says they are essentially, of course, as we all know, they're optical fingerprints. And you got this one comment from a parent on Facebook, and he says, this is stolen information, and we cannot retrieve it.
Exactly, because they said that's going to be a different option to having the kids wear ID tags. I'm not sure if their ID tags have RFIDs or not. But they said, well, instead of doing the ID tags, we'll do this iris scan. And my understanding is they told the parents after they took the iris scans. So it wasn't something you could opt out of. We took your child's iris scan, and now we'll tell you about it. And they said they suspended the program after enough parents complained, but they still have the information.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
Yes, has the information.
The government schools have been used, and this is not any new news. This is something that Dewey and Horace Mann always talked about. It was an instrument of social design, social control. And we see in the last few years they've been using them to, as a premier, to break down things like scanning the students and teaching them to live in a police state. And so they've gone now from metal scanners and body scanners and teaching the kids to accept that as a normal, everyday way of life,
right,
to putting biometric identification on the kids. I mean, you want to see where this is all headed? Look at what they're doing to your kids when you turn your kids over to the government.
And then, of course, then your child comes home and you say, as a parent, you know, I don't like these RFIDs. I don't like these iris scans. And your kid looks at you like, what's the big deal? We do that at school, you know, however many school days there are a year. You know, that's what they do. That's what they're used to. It's prisoner training.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's prisoner training. We're going to be right back. We're going to go into overdrive, and we're going to have Alex Jones doing a live report from London in overdrive. So stick around.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.